Hey, man, what are you doing?
I'm just lying here relaxing in a stream. I call it streaming.
Okay, you know that word already has another meaning, right?
AFA Streaming offers free and subscription video content. Titles like By Design, The God Who Speaks, and Asbury Revival, Desperate for More. You'll also find video versions of AFR programs. Visit AFA.net and click on Streaming. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim, Ed, Fred, and Steve Paisley-Jordahl joined us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
So we were talking off the air. Allison, my wife, and I are going up to Boston.
Please come to Boston.
I love that song. That's a great song. Sometime in the next month or so. I don't know the exact – I do know the exact dates, but I can't – anyway, that's not important.
Right.
The important thing is, I was talking to you, you grew up there.
Yeah, New England.
Yeah, New England. So we can't wait. We can't wait to go because I've been one time to Boston and like for a day I had to speak and I did a quick city tour, but never experienced the full thing.
Oh, you're going to experience it, Jerry.
Yeah,
you're going for a week or 10 days.
But you were saying Nantucket. There's so many things to do if you've never been
there. Yeah, Martha's Vineyard, and then Nantucket is Passit. They're both islands.
But do you have to put up like $10,000 to get on the Martha's Vineyard ferry?
Well, listen.
I mean, isn't that the land of the billionaire and millionaire?
I think Florida, it is very wealthy.
Yeah.
To live there. They're not going to let you live there, but you can go
visit. They're not going to let you live there.
I think Governor Ron DeSantis sent.
They don't take your kind of people.
Sent illegals to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, he did.
That was funny.
Yeah. But now I'm looking here. So, Fred, you said go to Gloucester, right?
Gloucester's a fishing village. I lived in Wenham, Massachusetts for a year. I went to school there. Mm. And not far from Gloucester. And we used to love to go up there. Great restaurants.
Yes.
Right on the ocean coast. Right?
It's in
right
August, they would have, I don't remember if it was Exeter or Gloucester, but I was a kid. And we stopped going. But you could go and for $5... it was some kind of festival. For $5, you could get all the steamed clams you could eat, and then corn in the cob, or there's big tents.
Now, I love clam chowder. Would I like just straight up clams with like corn and what do you eat it with?
Now these were steamed
like
clams.
A clam bake.
My favorite is fried clams, which are not like you get down here. These are the big meaty clams, but. My parents would always, the kids would always get the steamed clams, hot dogs, you know, kids, we were just going crazy. They would get lobsters for $5 a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
And lobsters for $5 a piece?
Yeah.
You can't get a claw for that.
No. This is back probably in 67, 68, 69.
Allison loves lobster. I like it.
What's the difference in taste between oysters and
cook? I don't like clams. Oysters.
Yeah, what is the difference between
oysters and clams, taste wise?
Yeah, I don't like oysters either. I don't really like them. I have friends that eat them. And I just like
every once in a while.
How do you
fried
take
oysters.
That slime going down your throat?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Now that was a thing I never tried.
You've never tried a raw oyster?
I've never tried raw oysters.
I have.
But people, you know, you put a little hot sauce on it, and down you go. Yeah. But I'm with you. Nothing slimy.
Yeah, the slimy.
But
anyway, the clams. Yes, go for clams, right?
I love steamed clams.
Baked clams.
And
steamed clams.
And a clam bake. And then fried clams.
Hungry here, guys.
Well, we're talking the classic New England food right there.
Because you're going to see the Red Sox play against the Yankees at Fenway.
Can't wait. Well, a bucket list for me as a sports fan.
Yeah.
Is to go to Fenway Park in Boston.
And the chowder.
Yeah.
If you like chowder, New England clam chowder.
Yes.
It is.
Oh, I eat it every day.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Well, you'll be able to get it there every day.
Yeah.
Probably big pieces of clams, too.
Yeah. Can't wait to go to Fenway Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the oldest baseball stadium in America. I think second is Wrigley Field in Chicago. Yep. But Wrigley, but Fenway Park is just like
that's iconic.
It's yeah. iconic. Yeah,
it's for sports. For if you're a baseball fan, that's like going to see the pyramids in Egypt.
Exactly. I mean,
you got to go.
It's on my bucket list.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Green Monster and right. all that. I wonder how old is Fenway Park. I'm thinking it's probably, I'm thinking it's like 1918 or yeah, something like that when it was first built.
Steve, you're going to look
it up. Why don't you look that up real quick and then we'll move on.
I guess we'll move on to real stuff. But
real depressing news. give us
Fenway Park.
Yeah, built in when?
Hold on.
Jeopardy music is playing, yes. Steve.
seating events overview.
I just want to
just go to Wikipedia.
I'm trying to get there. There it is.
1912. Wow. Of course, they've done some refurbishing or remodeling, but it's on the same piece of soil that and a lot of structures probably is the original. You know,
and because it's downtown Boston, it has that weird short, you know, pesky pole and the short.
You've been there?
Yeah. I've never been there. It's on my bucket list. I really want
to
go.
I'm going to shock you. I've never been to Fenway.
You never been to Fenway?
Oh, my gosh.
My dad, I basically grew up, was born, lived for several years in the Boston area, Peabody and Wakefield. But I grew up in New Hampshire. And my dad constantly promised, to his dying day, I would tease him. And I would say, you know, you never took me to Fenway. He would always say, we're going to go to Fenway, son. It was a 45-minute drive. We never went. I've seen the Red Sox play, but I've seen the Red Sox play against the Rangers, Texas
have
Rangers.
Have you ever taken your son Tony
to Fenway? No, but my son and I have gone to see like the Bruins me. Play in Nashville.
A boy was just like me.
That's well played. My son, we have gone to see the Bruins play in Nashville, the hockey team, but not at Boston Garden.
Right, right.
I've
right.
seen baseball games at Wrigley. I saw a baseball game. I went to, had a business. Back in my former life, I had a business trip to Detroit. Got to see the old Detroit Tiger Stadium where Ty Cobb played.
Al
the only thing I'm worried about going to Boston is how much are they going to the tax Stadium. Me?
Oh, they're going to tax you.
Because that is like the most taxing state in America, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we call the tax Massachusetts.
He called it what?
New Hampshire, Taxachusetts.
That's why people moved to New Hampshire.
That's right, and turned it blue. I'm serious. My dad started complaining in the '60s and '70s because no income tax.
Because y'all left Massachusetts to get away from that.
Yes, and all those people moving up there. My dad would say, "What are they coming up here for?" People would drive across the state line and buy stuff. They would buy alcohol and cigarettes buy things that they could get more cheaply than
I've done that.
New Hampshire.
It's because the You're only crossed. Thing you can get in Boston is tea.
I've driven to New Hampshire to buy cigarettes and alcohol. Yeah. Who hasn't?
Sure.
Yeah,
who hasn't?
Oh, just kidding. All right, Steve, what do you got? First story.
It seems like you can hardly turn the TV on or look at your news feed online without seeing another Boeing incident where an engine catches fire or a wheel falls off the plane. Boeing is having a hard time. Their CEO, I guess, was just in Congress and apologizing to the victims of a couple airline crashes. Well, seems that they are in the space business too. They are trying to compete with SpaceX, and so they have built what they call the Boeing Starliner. Well, in due form, they launched the Boeing Starliner at the beginning of this month on June 6th. Took two astronauts, Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore, to the International Space Station, where they sit waiting for the next Starliner to get fixed before it can come up and get them. A whole series of thruster leak, helium leaks, thrusters, and all kinds of stuff was going wrong. So,
this sounds like a Mel Brooks movie about, or something.
Mel Brooks,
two astronauts,
Spaceballs.
Yeah. Oh, blazing spaceships.
I mean, you don't want that. That's for sure.
But I'm talking, what is his name, Mel Brooks?
Mel Brooks, yeah, was the director.
Blazing Saddles and all that?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, here's the thing. When I first read this story, I thought, well, that sounds scary because they're trapped, but they could come back to Earth by the Russians or somebody.
Well, right? That's an option. The Russians could come and rescue us up there. The next window, I think, is the June 22nd. In a couple of days, and if that didn't work, they don't see this lasting past July 2nd.
But when I read astronauts waiting in space, and,
right?
then you read...
You're thinking about Apollo 13 kind of thing.
Well, yes, yeah, sounds scary. And then they go, the ship that's supposed to go up there and get them, is that what you call it, a ship?
Spacecraft. The spacecraft. Rocket.
Yeah, it's supposed to go up there and get them and bring them back to Earth as quote, troubleshooting, end quote.
Yeah.
So you don't want to hear that. Who's going to call and tell them that?
Yeah.
And hey, Bill, how y'all doing up there? Listen, we got a little...
We're doing a little trouble.
Is Jan around there? Because I need to tell y'all...
But we should be up there pretty quickly as soon as we get these problems fixed.
We got Sam coming in this afternoon. He's going to take a look at our computer system here and see
just
if we can...
ignore the duct tape.
Maybe we should make friends with all the little green men we keep reading about. Right. They can come get them.
So y'all sit tight up there.
Yeah.
I'll be getting back to you tomorrow sometime. Yeah.
Some of these people are up there for months. I mean,
yeah,
they sign
yeah,
on. They sign on for this.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. But it just so they're having trouble. To your point, kind of Boeing's had a PR problem for a while.
Yeah,
and this
is not helping.
If
not
you got helping. Stock in Boeing, it might be time to let loose.
It's the astronauts' names. The two Americans, right?
Yep.
Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore.
Suni?
I'm assuming it's pronounced Suni.
S-U-N-I.
Well, that's the...
They arrived on the International Space Station on June 6th, and they were supposed to go home...
What are their names again? Suni or Sunny what?
Is it S-U-N-I?
I don't know. Think it's Sunny. Probably Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore.
It could be Suni. She identifies as a...
So yeah. that was a movie. Who played in that? Paul Newman and Suni Williams.
Yeah, this
and Butch
is a
Wilmore?
Serious
yes,
news
I
show.
I know it is,
and
very
I'm,
serious.
I'm trying to keep us on task here.
Right.
The Boeing Starliner is facing several mechanical problems. En route to the station, the crew reported problems with 5 thrusters and 4 helium leaks. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not funny, and nobody's died. But if you can report 5 thrusters are not working right,
right.
4 helium leaks, who worked on this thing? Huh?
I'm just, okay. Again, this is a very serious situation.
Yes,
but when you mentioned the helium leaks, I'm thinking of a balloon that you let go. And now the thrusters aren't working either, and there's that poor... Starliner.
This is serious news. This has been being reported. This is a serious news story from Yahoo News, and that's what they say. A 5th helium leak has since cropped up.
Yeah, just hold tight. We're coming.
Crews are working to make sure it's safe before the astronauts are put back on and returned home.
We do encourage people to pray for these guys.
If that's your family, you're really worried.
Yes, absolutely.
But, I mean, who...
But we're making fun of Boeing.
I just wonder how the interaction goes between the two astronauts and the Boeing people on the ground when they say do you say to them what's their names?
Suni Williams.
Yeah, sorry. So Butch. Suni and Butch. Just call in the well, I guess you don't call. What do you do? Just what
I don't
do you
know.
Do
when radio.
You were just
radio
lying.
Up.
Radio up. We're just radio to tell you. Sam said he, quote, thinks he has it fixed.
Thinks he's got it fixed. Listen,
no, he
that
thinks
situation
he has it fixed.
Is bad enough that if I'm Suni or Butch, I'm going, send the Russians. That's how bad things are. Send the Russians.
Send the Russians. All right, anyway, that's a serious situation, but it sounds like they'll be saved.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead, next story.
All right, there is a rule in politics. It's a election campaign finance law that says that a campaign is not allowed to coordinate with a super PAC. You know, there's these organizations, super PACs, that put a lot of money together, and they are for there might be a super PAC that is intent on electing Donald Trump, but it's not part of the campaign, and they're not allowed to coordinate with the campaign. You can't talk to the campaign. They just do their own thing. Well, there is a story that just showed up in Politico that was strangely detailed about the about the Biden campaign's plan to take advantage of the legal troubles that Donald Trump has had and all the convictions he's had. And they showed, they had almost point by point, this is what we can do, this is what we think, and this is how it affects the campaign. Well, they think that it was leaked to Politico by the Biden campaign as a workaround for the financial campaign laws so that the super PACs can pick it up. And sure enough, super PACs have come out with ads right down the line.
Fred, I'm just going to say our process has been so corrupted mm-hmm. by the left. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the conservatives, Republicans, what have you, have not done corrupt things. But this is so corrupt. Yeah. The Mark Zuckerberg, Zuckerbucks, we saw last week, we talked about the taco truck, you know, that it sort of looks like that's going to go around to snatch up ballots. This whole process has been so corrupted, and this appears to be yet another example of the Biden administration purposefully leaking its campaign strategies so they can actually collude mm-hmm. with super PACs in violation of the law.
I'm sorry, did you just say taco truck?
That's what it looked like.
Racist much? Yeah, well, they expect you to drive like a taco truck, like with the ice cream thing, and have all these Mexican people come out.
Why is it racist? Are you opposed to taco truck?
I don't know. I just have this thing. It's like, you know how the ice cream truck calls kids out?
Yeah.
I think they're going to.
And if I had said ice cream truck, you would have said, what's the matter? You didn't want to mention the taco trucks?
Because I didn't know it was a taco truck. Yeah. That just seems
It looks like it to me.
I'll answer the question now.
Yes.
No, I think the traditional checks and balances that used to be in place, the media as the watchdog over the government.
That's a good point.
That is gone away. The media and socialist, Marxist governments of the day are working together.
Yes.
This is their worldview. The media has become a cheerleader for the left. I see this every day. I monitor the Associated Press. And I'm absolutely amazed. The Associated Press news stories look like press releases from the White House.
Yes.
That's what it's coming down to. And if they do a story about Donald Trump, they
it also looks like it's coming from the White House.
well, mm-hmm. and they say something about Donald Trump without any evidence.
Right.
They're adding their own kind of, don't believe this at all.
Right.
So that's where we are today. And so if you are a government that has this friendship with the media, you can say anything.
Right.
And that's why it's been remarkable to me. We've had an absolute disaster on our southern border, thanks to Joe Biden. For the most part, Fox News has been the only one with reporters on the southern border.
Yeah.
Showing us what's going on. Right. Showing us. Not talking about it. Showing us what's going on. The other major networks, you know what? The only time they went down that I remember Joe Biden went to the border there about a month and a half, 2 months ago, and they isolated an area of the border where nobody was coming across. Right. And look at Joe Biden. He's here at the border. And don't believe those networks that are showing you, or like Fox, that are showing you the invasion going on. Look, the border is secure.
Yeah.
And, you know, when Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, testified before Congress that the border was secure, those were his words. The networks, they did not, Washington Post, the New York Times, NBC, did not say that man is lying. They did not. They just accepted that what they knew to be a lie. It's amazing what's going on.
I noticed that you got your one time per show mention of Alejandro Mayorkas in.
I practice.
Yeah. Vivek Ramaswamy would be proud of you.
Yes, yes.
You got to admit, if you looked up at a Subway sandwich shop and saw those names, you would think they were sandwiches.
Yes. The Ramaswamy. Have the Mayorkas? No, give me the Ramaswamy.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think you said Ramaswamy does.
With extra bacon.
Yeah, it does.
Sound very tasty.
With extra bacon.
What's your next story, Steve?
All right. Hey, have you guys heard of something called zombie mortgages? This is a little consumer alert here that we're giving out here on AFR.
That was a scary movie.
The zombie mortgages.
Zombie mortgages.
Wow.
So back in 2008, you know, we had the housing bubble, and a lot of people needed to restructure their home loans, and they did that using some second mortgages. And then there was programs, they said, to forgive those second mortgages because of the trouble the banks went to, all that kind of stuff. Well, what they're finding is that they didn't actually, in many cases, those second mortgages weren't forgiven. They were sold. The person that got them was told that they were forgiven, but they weren't. And for years, they've been accumulating unpaid debt. Well, in a growing number of cases, those second mortgages were sold for sometimes pennies on the dollars by debt collectors. The new owners go to the house and say, "We are repossessing your house." So you could be sitting in your living room,
actually happened.
Yeah, it happened to this lady called Karen McDonough, who was in Quincy, Massachusetts, and she'd been had owned the house for 17 years. She'd never missed a payment. She refinanced during 2008 and was told the debt was forgiven, and she stopped getting bills. She thought it was good, and so she's sitting in her living room one day, and all of a sudden, she said about 20 cars show up on her street and start parking all around her house, and she sees a bunch of people on her lawn. She goes out to the guy with the clipboard, looks like he's in charge. What's going on? And he says, we're repossessing your house. His actual words were, "This is a foreclosure. You're going to lose this house."
And she had no idea because she
not
was told that her second mortgage had been forgiven.
Years ago.
Not illegal?
No.
I would have gone back into the house. I don't know what the woman did. I would have gone back in the house and said, "I'm not leaving," and called a lawyer.
Squatter on your own property.
Just be a squatter on her own property. Of course, she probably has a job. Do that.
What's the end of that story? Is there an ending to that story?
Did she lose her house? It's an important thing to leave
it
out.
It is an important thing to leave
this
out.
It's kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah. I'll come back with you tomorrow on that because
well, we got Trivia Friday tomorrow. We're going to be totally trivial tomorrow.
Yeah.
We don't want to hear about this poor woman from Quincy losing her house on Trivia Friday.
No, not on Trivia Friday.
Is that
Hey Siri?
Is that like a
Did Karen McDonough lose her house?
What are you doing?
I'm asking Siri.
Doing research.
Couldn't get that. Can I try again?
Okay.
Don't do that again on the.
I tell you what, if this lady is without a house, she can go to Los Angeles and she can get a free $600,000 condo if she just tells them she's homeless.
This is the truth now. You shared this. I couldn't believe this.
Yes. Yesterday there was a ribbon cutting of a brand new high-rise condominium building in Los Angeles. And it is built by the city, taxpayers' dollars, and you have to be homeless to be a tenant. You don't have to pay anything. Everybody gets a $600,000 condominium, beautiful rooms, there's gymnasium, there's, you know...
See how long this lasts.
You know... This is brand new. This is part of a $1 point something billion. It was a referendum that was passed to help the homeless. And this is what they did. This is a $165 million building that you have to be homeless in order to
live
there.
And this is why I mentioned in our story meeting that this is how the middle class disappears in societies.
Yeah.
The middle class, many of whom struggled to meet their own mortgages or their own rent payments, their tax money goes to build this fiasco for homeless people. And
you don't want to take care of homeless people?
I do want to take care of homeless people, but you send them to shelters and help them find places. You don't take tax money and build them $600,000 apartments. And by the way, once you move into a place like this, you're not homeless anymore.
So if you reapply, you're going to have to tell them.
Yeah, I'm not homeless. Can I still stay at my apartment? No, you're not homeless.
I really like this place.
I'm telling you, the people in California and elsewhere are losing their minds. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I'm losing mine.
Right. All right. We're out of time. Steve's still trying to find out whatever happened to the poor lady.
McDonough, she's going to have to move to L.A.
So it's called a zombie mortgage?
Zombie mortgages, yeah. They come back and haunt you.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Ed and Fred.
You bet.
Chris Woodward, Brent Creeley, Jan Markell.
Remember Sonny and Butch. Hopefully they get back down here soon.
Not to be confused with Sonny and Cher.